Mr. Chairman, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I am delighted to participate in the World Food Summit on World Food Security 2009, and on behalf of my government, congratulate FAO for organizing this event to highlight the importance of the issue facing us. As I particularly took note of figures quoted by DG FAO and Secretary General UN on the number of people suffering from hunger, this should be a wake-up call for the international community, who should pool resources and expertise to combat this menace. Urgent measures are therefore needed to eradicate hunger by assisting food-deficient countries. Achieving food security and reducing poverty are universal challenges, and the global community is striving hard to meet targets set under the Millennium Development Goals by the United Nations to reduce hunger and poverty to half by 2005, who also recognize the tremendous efforts made by the UN system and FAO, in particular since the holding of the World Food Summit in 1996 to highlight the issue of food security at various levels and mobilize resources in support of the needy and vulnerable across the globe. Pakistan has always given the highest priority to the problem of food security and has taken all possible measures to improve food security for the poor and hungry. There have been ongoing efforts for many years to mobilize increased domestic resources through special programs to raise production and food availability. Especially for small farmers, Pakistan has also benefited greatly from its collaboration with international development partners, agencies in support of the vulnerable and marginalized households. Following the period of high food prices and the global economic crisis, we have redoubled our efforts. Among the steps being taken is a major shift in the social protection program, which is moving to providing targeted support for poor and vulnerable groups. Ladies and gentlemen, under the new policy for ensuring food security, government is implementing a Benazir Bhutto income support program, and during last year, rupees 22 billion were provided to 3.5 million households. This year, funding will be increased over threefold to about rupees 70 billion. The Benazir Bhutto income support program targets poor and vulnerable households and gives special emphasis to cash transfer for women. This program is complemented by other existing safety net programs such as the Baitul Maal, Zakat and Ushar schemes and provincial food initiatives. While all developing countries have been impacted by the recent negative global trend, Pakistan has had to bear special problems due to its geopolitical role in the world. The war on terror has had a very serious impact on our economy and development process. The number of internally displaced persons has touched the 3 million mark, having no precedence in the recent world history. The government of Pakistan has successfully managed this crisis, and the combination of domestic efforts and supports by the world community has ensured provision of food and livelihood to displaced people. Support operations and reconstruction rehabilitation efforts are still underway for the internally displaced persons. We are thankful to friendly countries and donors, especially FAO, IFAD, and WFP, that they have come forward and supported the government of Pakistan in meeting the current challenges. Looking ahead, we feel that over the next few years, we need to adopt pragmatic strategies to overcome the impact of growing food insecurity, both at national and international levels. Unfortunately, the number of hungry people is rising in the developing countries in particular. The emergency food assistance, though absolutely critical, does not provide a long-term solution to the problem. The solution lies in enabling the nations to enhance agricultural production. This will be only possible if innovative approaches and programs are developed to meet the challenges of low agricultural productivity, population growth, land degradation, and climate change. Above all, we have to support small farmers for sustainable development of agriculture and food production. These efforts would require major investment for the improvement of agriculture research, water sector development, sustainable use of land, rural roads, infrastructure, and modern marketing support services. Provision of modern farm inputs at affordable prices and promoting farm mechanization is also a basic requirement. No country alone will be in a position to struggle with these changes of food security. There is need for collaborative efforts at international level, for which the summit is landmark achievement, and I once again thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am in time.